Good to go.
I think it's your intro, bro.
Didn't I do last week?
I think I did last week.
What episode are we on?
I'll tell you. We are on. You gotta keep us in. We're in episode 112, 113.
What's up, listeners? You're listening to the Breeze Podcast. My name is Victor White, and I'm here with
John McCollum. Was good, peoples. Was good.
once again, yet another week. We keep on going like the train in Christmas travels from the North Circle all over the
Oh,
globe,
there's no
handing out
stopping.
presents.
It's true. We're at it like we're batting.
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna rhyme that one, but it didn't work out.
Yeah. And also give us a feedback on the audio quality, 'cause my ears say that even though John has like I don't know, $6,000 to $1,000 setup, I still sound pretty decent.
It sounds pretty decent, bro. I'm not gonna like.
All right, roll the intro. Jonathan,
I knew it.
before we get into the week in review, I have absolutely nothing to add, so let's just get into it. Talk to us a bit about these this songwriting sessions that you were writing, shooting yesterday.
Yeah, so songwriting sessions. So you guys probably saw the first volume of songwriting sessions, which was me like just putting out records for like PopCon, the Justin Bieber's, and then we had a promo vid for that one, right? Like that one was in the basement, shot on the iPhone, Shiv as the main camera, Vicky as the second camera, and it was just like us like doing that guerrilla style stuff. Now this is like volume two of songwriting sessions, so like every single song is going to be like a video, like instead of just like having a picture up and just putting the song, it's going to be like a video. And
Nice.
the video I shot yesterday was just a promo for songwriting sessions and just a little bit more content for going to the end of the year and into like the first quarter of 2021, you know what I
With
mean?
that said, John, do you feel like your life is a vacation considering you moved to a completely new country?
Yo, I don't feel like vacation, bro. Like, I didn't get a chance to sleep yet. You know what I mean? Like, so, it's just been going and going. So, I get what you mean. You know what I mean? Because I'm in a different spot and all that, but I just be in this place and just doing what I was doing before. You know what I mean? So.
When did the feelings of like, oh, this is new, exciting transition into this is my home and I'm used to it?
Yo, I said within like the first 2 weeks, yo.
Wow, of coming to Canada.
Moving like to this new spot, yeah.
Oh, to in Calgary. Okay,
So I
okay.
mean like, yeah. Within the first 2 weeks, I got accustomed pretty fast and I didn't have time to be memorized, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'd say within the first 2 weeks, bro.
'Cause what I'm trying to get at is if you feel like Canada is your home, and a little more about like what you feel about Canada now that you've spent almost 2 years, right?
Yeah, I'd say right now, yeah, I'm legal in this spot. You know what I mean, like all my papers are good. I'd say yes. I'd say Barbados is still always my home. You know what I mean? Like I don't know much about, like, I don't read much Barbados news. Like, I don't keep in touch with that, but like I'm always talking to my family, and I still feel like. Every time I talk to my parents, my brothers, like I'm there, you know what I mean? Like I'm not, like, I still got my Beijing accent when they talk. Never lose that. But right now, like Canada's like the platform that I need to be on to get that to move forward. You know what I mean?
A very good way to diverge my question. Do you feel, and what are your feelings about Canada now being your home? The reason why I'm asking this is because you made this huge leap on the podcast. So I guess this is kind of like, touch base.
Canada's my home right now. You know what I mean? Like, definitely. There are no regrets. Like, I love it here. Like, I would do it again if I had the opportunity to do it again. But I feel like, to answer that question, I mean, right now is my home, you know what I mean? Toronto is home for me, you know? We'll be back there soon. We'll be back in Toronto.
Yeah.
Canada's definitely it's my home right now.
So you feel that you want to get back into Toronto?
Bro, yeah, for sure. Toronto's, 100%.
Okay.
100%. You know what I mean? Interesting. I don't know when you plan to come through and visit the boy, but when you come through, I mean, for me, like, I love Vancouver and I love Toronto.
Yeah.
My friends in Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto has like a great culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna find a Beijing restaurant. You can find a Trinity restaurant. You can find Jamaican.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know this. You've been.
Like,
it's just a melting pot of different people, you know. Calgary is cool,
but it's Calgary cool. is not where John McCullin settles down in Canada.
Oh, nah, 100% not, bro.
Okay, interesting.
But it's like how I see it is just stepping stones, you know what I mean? Like, it's like I have to be here right now, but Canada is vibey. I like Canada. Yeah.
No, bro, I'm with you. Like, Canada is my home too, bro. Like, that's where me and Negi will end up. Like, no doubt about it. Like, that's not, but it's just, I'm asking because it's like, if you would ask me what I feel about Sweden, I would say that I'm grateful for everything that Sweden has given me, but I don't feel like it's my home. I don't know why, but obviously Barbados is home. But then again, also, like, you don't have to be tied to one country. Like, I see myself, I believe you see yourself as like global citizens, you know, John. But what I'm trying to say is just that I see my time here in Sweden as temporary compared to, you know, maybe if I were to go to Canada, then I would have a completely different framework in terms of how I would operate and navigate, because I would be looking for different, you know, qualities, etc. Compared to Stockholm now, to me, which is more... You know, I have a wide and good network here and all those things. And I think Sweden is a sick country in general. But, you know, I want to be on that John McCullin path and go over to Canada.
Bro, just let me know what's good. Just don't go, like, a lot of people get scammed trying to come to Canada.
Okay.
So, like, I know a lot of Barbadians, like, get scammed. Like, at these Instagram posts, I tell them, pay $3,000 and you'll get your Canadian like citizenship, or you get your PR or whatever. Yeah. People pay you. And then, like, I get getting calls like, how did you pay this like $3,000? I'm like, nah, bro. Just go on the government website and like get all the information. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're ready to make that move, let me know what's going on, bro. Got you with
I think I've been strategizing a lot about that move. I put a lot of mental energy into it because it's a completely different continent. It's a new network and you got to get into those circles. With the Stockholm School of Economics, I have a foot in essentially in most places in Europe. But it does, it only gets you so far when you go to another country such as Canada. And in my world, there are two avenues into getting in. One is to focus and try to make it into, you know, an Ivy school in the US as an example. Another is to go there being transferred through work, right?
Right.
Then in terms of network, I don't really know what is the best, as well as what you did, John, getting a master's at the Canadian University, which then entitles you to citizenship, etc. But what I want to ask you, John, is what are the taxation laws, etc. in Canada?
Yeah, they vary. So I know in Alberta, which is where I am, it's pretty low. The tax rate is pretty low. In Ontario, however, pay like a bunch of different taxes. You got this green tax, you got like provincial tax, where you pay like, because you're in Ontario, and then based on like the city you're in, you pay another tax. Mm-hmm. But I'll say, like, regardless, the tax return that you get back, you always like, I mean, I got my first tax return back.
Yeah.
When I lived in Ontario, I got my first tax return. It was pretty nice. Yeah. I'm gonna front on you. And then they just keep giving you, money. So I probably got like four checks since my other tax return. Cause you pay like taxes on items when you go to the supermarket, like whenever you pay for an item, like
you're paying
tax. And then like you get that back in the next year. The percentage, I don't know off the top of my head. I do have a spreadsheet somewhere.
Okay.
I can send that to you, but Alberta has the lowest rates right now.
Because
it's the oil state. It's an oil country, right?
Yeah.
But it's probably going to change soon because that's drying up.
Yeah. I would guess that it's kind of similar to Sweden, although I would assume a different system, but similar in the way such as in Sweden, which is, I believe, one of the highest income tax countries in the world, probably. But you have brackets, right? And as an example, if you're a student and you get the student aid, which everyone is entitled to as a student, you're only allowed to work and earn $9,000 every 6 months. And what happens is, as well, they do also have a taxation limit that if you, in a year, taxation year, earn less than a specific amount, there is no tax at all. It's like a month's income or something like that, because of all the kids working on the summers, right? And you get a return on that. And then, but the general income taxes in Sweden are around 29 to 33%, I would say. And then above roughly $3,800, $4,000, it's progressional, you know, on the amount over that. However, I don't give a shit about the income taxes. What I want to know, John, and I don't know if you possess this information, and that is if you have any information regarding the taxation laws for corporations. Because in my mind, when I look at the map from a strategic point of view, you know, I see Canada, I see free trade deals. I don't see too many billionaires in Canada. However, I do see that free trade deal with the United States, who, you know, it's one of the richest countries in the world in terms of billionaires. So I'm thinking, like, what's the status there? Like, rich people in Canada tying up their, you know, net worth, etc. in entities and companies. And
like, right now, I'll tell you, I'm not, like, right now we're doing the research because, like, even with Shuri, like, trying to figure out if to register this in, like, Canada, if register in the States. But, I'll tell you, a lot of people, like a lot of the billionaires in Canada, like their businesses aren't probably registered in Canada.
You know, registered, I mean, like, in the US.
Like, we don't have, like, Canada doesn't have LLCs. You got LLCs in Sweden?
So what you got, you have in Sweden? No, you don't have LLCs.
The states, you have LLC, which is like basically the, you got sole proprietorship, you got partnership, and then you got LLC, and then you got corporation. Like, this is like between corporation and partnership.
Basically, it's usually a common form of entities in the music industries, right?
Usually industry, like a lot of small businesses, like, and like really, if you were just trying to, for tax purposes too, people have like personal LLCs and stuff like that. And that's like one thing Canada does not have, which is hectic.
So let me then ask you, if you want to start a company in Canada, you have to incorporate, and then you got to have a stock issue capital. How much money do you have to put into the company to start it?
Really, you just need to be able to register with the government. So that's like $200-$300, and then you have to issue stock.
Yeah. So
in every single person that's in, like, the founders.
Yeah.
Whoever percentage they own, you issue it like on that basis. I think it's 1,000 shares or something like that.
Isn't it tied to money though?
I'm assuming. Like, okay. I haven't done that much thinking.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
But I don't know. I don't want to give false information, you know.
Yeah, no, because the way it works in Sweden, when you start a company, when you register a company, you have to, you know, go to the bank and you have to insert, let's say, so the minimum is $2,500, and that's your starting capital. But in the books of the company, you know, you're at zero. And those 2,500, that's the stocks, right? So then you can have 2,500 stocks or whatever. And then you divide that across the people that own the company. So I don't know, but I would assume it's something along those lines. However, as an example, you know, in the UK, you don't need a cent to start a LTD limited company, as an example. So
really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my. But I gotta do some more research on that. Like,
yeah,
I know it's something I gotta look into. I gotta be a citizen to start a business in Canada anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, I don't know, it's easier for me to start a business in the US right now than to start one in Canada.
Yeah. But I would also assume that the associated costs and the protection in the US isn't as good as it would be in Canada because of the social structure of the system. Do you get what I mean?
I feel you. I feel you.
I feel like starting a business in Sweden, literally anyone could do it, right? So they have this website in Swedish. It's essentially called Start Your Own Business, and it's owned by the government, and you have it step by step how you do it, super clear, super easy, right? Transparent. But I feel like in the US, the law, there's so many laws, so you need professionals helping you doing that, and that's, I mean, the cost
by state too, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly
where you are.
Yeah.
If it's the LA company, you're paying taxes on your ass, you know what I mean? Then it's like, that's why most companies are like in Delaware, you know what I mean? That's where the local taxes, but I mean, it's a lot of research you gotta do if you're trying to get into that for real.
Yeah. Well, I'm on the international business law hustle right now, so maybe that's why I'm in such a law manner. I don't know. John, I have a... do you have anything more about your week, John?
Bro, I have nothing. I mean, we talked about... What did we talk about so far? Yeah?
We mostly talked about the recording and stuff that didn't regard your week.
I mean, you could say that's my week. My life. I had work, you know.
Yeah.
Just doing some more training.
Mm-hmm.
Writing AI strategy and stuff like that. Nothing too fancy to talk about, but I'd say like the highlight was definitely yesterday and shooting that video and getting that all that stuff organized, you know what I mean? Today is finishing up mixes. So I got finished up like the mix and master for like a bunch of those songs. There's 16 songs in total. So once a week, 16, you can do the mass. Yeah. So I got finished up. I got finished up. I'm finished one.
So okay. Yeah, some work to do, in other words. Good to hear, John. And we're all glad that you're making strides with songwriting sessions, and we're very excited to hear it and see it when it comes out. I'm in a bit of a weird position, John.
That's good.
So they have the elections for the student association coming up beginning of December. It's a big thing at school. You know, who's going to be the next president and etc. I've had three out of the seven people I believe that are running reach out to me, wanting my endorsement.
Are you running?
No. I'm not. We'll get into that, but I'm not running. But the thing is, what I'm realizing now, John, is that I have quite a bit of pull with my new position at the school. Did we speak? No, that was this week, because I had a meeting with the school's marketing. Was that last week or was it?
Last week, last podcast, you said you were having that meeting this week.
Yes. Okay. So here's the thing. In regards to the election, like, obviously I'm not stupid. I feel as though if I would endorse someone or whatever, you know, I could make them win, right? But I want to be fair. And I also think that the person winning has to be suitable for the position, right? So what I came up with is that I'll do a debate vlog episode, Victor White style, obviously, where they can you know, show what they're worth, yeah, that's it. I think that's fair, because at this point, you know, people are. I've gotten offered money, John, you know, and stuff. but this is it, guys. The meeting that I had with the school's marketing and communications people. There were four or five people on the thing. And something that really hit home, that I believe that I spoke about in the podcast, was the first day of introductions at the school, when the our principal, Lars Strannegård, he said that, you know, 16% of the school is funded from the Swedish government. It's the only truly higher education privatized entity in the Swedish system, because only 16% is funded by the government. The rest is found. Financed, donated. You know the word. Funded. Freaking.
Very good.
Yeah.
Funded.
Yeah. Funded. Funded. Thank you, John. The rest is funded by private donors, and he said that if it weren't for them, and they've been able to get to where they are because of the education in the school, they feel that they want to give you the same opportunities that they got, and that's why they're donating to the school. And that really stuck with me, because I feel as such this is a white family tradition now, the Stockholm School of Economics. I'm sorry, future kids, but do whatever you want after you're done with SSC. So that got me thinking into, like, obviously I can't, you know, give 50, 100 million crowns to the school yet. I'm not in that position. But there are other ways that I can make sure I leave a sustainable, good, solid legacy to the school, which is why I had this marketing meeting with the marketing people of the school.
Right.
So essentially what we're going to do is a web series for the school. And my ambitions is for them to position, is for me to position the school, you know, at the top in the world in terms of, you know, as far as school social medias count. It's also a really good way to get new students, blah, blah. The difficulty is I need to build a framework, whereas I'm not part of it, that it'll be able to live on after my time. But what this all boils down to is that I have a certain amount of time when I'm in the school to implement and, you know, give back my way, which I'm already doing throughout the vlog and all that stuff. That's one of the ways that I'm trying to give back and help people reach out to people. But with this election stuff, you know, a few other things secured in my mind. And one of them was that I need to have, because there are tons of opportunities at the school. There's the business lab, there's these various associations and committees. You can get engaged in everything from A to Z. I don't have the time for that. So I said to myself, okay, Victor, give yourself one school project a year, which is about the school, right? And giving back to the school where I put everything I have into that project in order to make it as good as possible. So as an example, you know, they have the SASE, Stockholm School of Economics Student Association Sustainability Group. That's its own association. They have this Corporate Sustainability Week in April. I was this close to applying, but I can't because I'm limited with my time and I want to make sure I make the best, right? Now, back to the election stuff. What I thought there was to, what I'm going to do, as I said, was a debate. Because in that way, I feel like it's fair for everyone that's going to participate in the election. It's going to get a lot of views. And it's also, you know, instead of me endorsing one person or two person or whatever, you know, everyone get their time to shine and, you know, go for it. And I also think it would be an unbelievably funny, entertaining, and informative piece of content to watch.
Nah, for sure. I would watch it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would watch it to see them go to see what they say. You know what I mean? Like, that's definitely a clever way to do it because you don't put yourself in any like sticky situations. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like you still find a way to remain neutral. You know what I mean? So regardless of what happens, you're still being a good light. You know what I mean? So yeah. I feel like that was definitely a clever way to do it for sure.
Mm. And in terms of what do you think about this web series, John? Have you ever seen that from a school?
I've never.
Right.
That would be fire. That would be fire. And I would be on their page, right? I would be like on the SSC.
On their YouTube, I'm guessing they're gonna implement it on their page. I mean, it's a work in progress right now, but it's about making the school come alive, so to speak, giving it a character, you know. And as with every company in the world, companies are just a roof with people in them or underneath it. Now. What I'm working with, what I'm thinking about is how to make it entertaining, how to make it informative, how to make sure there'll be a solid production value, how to make sure that, you know, it's such a solid framework that people can step in and do it. Because what it's going to be is, you know, 1 week, it's one topic from a certain perspective, showing this, that, blah, blah, blah. Fairly short, but informative and most of all, good to go around the world, you know.
I feel that. Nah, it's gonna be sick, yo. It's gonna be sick for real, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it turns out, you know how when you post stuff on YouTube, you see numbers, but you don't see faces. So these people tell me on the meeting, like, oh, when you got admitted, like, we were so happy at the marketing team department. So we sent it in the group chat with everyone, all the teachers, everyone that works at SSC. So, you know, you know, our principal, everyone has seen it. I don't know if everyone has seen it, but, you know, it went around, so.
Yeah.
But big ups to the marketing team. They're really good, clever, cool people.
Marketing team, shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
For real. Yo.
This was the episode with just some chats.
Chatting, yo.
Some weekend
these
review.
Are the best.
Yeah, I agree.
These are the among my friend. For real.
Yeah.
But yeah, peoples, it was nice. It was nice seeing. It was nice being here. You know what I mean? It was nice chatting with you guys. Thanks for listening.
We will see you next week.
We're going to be back for episode 14. Peace.